The medical bay recovery room door slid open, and Mara stepped inside.
"How are they?"
Jinsler asked, looking up from his chair by the side wall. "I heard one of the medics say they were in pretty bad shape."
"It looked worse than it really was," Mara assured him. "Most of Evelyn's injuries were superficial and should heal pretty quickly," she went on. "Luke had some deeper cuts, but they caught it all before he lost too much blood. He's gone into a Jedi healing trance while they finished patching him up." Formby was lying on one of the recovery tables, his eyes only occasionally fluttering open, his breathing deep and slow. Beside him on opposite sides of the table sat Drask and Fisa, the former looking drained above his own collection of bandages, the latter merely looking exhausted and apprehensive. Fel and the stormtroopers had gathered together in a back corner beside stacks of their mangled armor and were working their way through their own list of injuries. "So," Mara went on, "as long as we seem to have some time on our hands, why don't we all have a nice long talk together?" She looked at Fel.
"You can start, Commander."
"Did I hear you say earlier that you caught the Vagari wiring a recorder into the Chaff Envoy's navigational lines?"
"We didn't actually catch them in the act," Fel said. "Sue Meal found the recorder after it had already been planted."
"I stand corrected," Mara said. "So why didn't you say anything to anyone?"
"To be perfectly honest, because we didn't know whom it was safe to tell," Fel said evenly.
"I see," Mara said. "I suppose this clears up the mystery of your missing operational manual, too."
Fel nodded. "Apparently the Vagari wanted to know everything they could about outbound flight before we arrived."
"Right," Mara agreed. "All of which brings up an even more interesting point." She turned to face the three Chiss. "As I think about it, Aristocra Formby, you asked for an amazing amount of muscle to accompany you on this trip. First you called Park and asked for Luke and me. Only the message got waylaid. Then, when it looked like we weren't going to show, you called him back and got him to send a unit of the best stormtroopers he had available."
"And it was indeed fortunate all of you were here," Drask said, nodding his head gravely. "We owe you our lives."
"Yes, you do," Mara agreed. "But here's the question. How exactly did you know you were going to need all this help?"
"I do not understand what you are asking," Drask said evenly.
"After that incident with the line creepers, the Aristocra gave us specific orders not to use our lightsabers aboard the ship. Even when we couldn't get into the Dreadnought's docking bay, neither of you asked us to just cut it open, which we could have done in a fraction of the time it took the techs with their torches."
"Yes," Jinsler put in. "I remember thinking about that myself at the time, wondering if it was some form of Chiss pride."
"That was what I thought, too," Mara said. "In fact, I thought it right up to the minute Bersh told me to die and casually sent his wolf kills charging at me, and I cut them in half."
Jinsler inhaled sharply. "Your lightsaber," he said in sudden understanding. "He'd never seen a lightsaber."
"That's right, he hadn't," Mara agreed,
"because Formby made very sure they never saw us in action. That, plus our Jedi abilities in general, which they also never really saw, gave us an edge they were completely unprepared for." She looked back at the three Chiss.
"So again, how did you know we'd need that edge?" "I do not appreciate the tone of your words," Drask said stiffly.
"Fisa,"
Jinsler murmured suddenly. Mara looked at him.
"What?"
"Fisa,"
Jinsler repeated. "In the turbo lift, right after Presser sprang his trap, she was frightened far more than seemed reasonable. It was because we were all alone in there with Bersh and another Vagari, wasn't it?"
Fisa didn't answer.
"I see," Mara said, eyeing Formby closely. "You knew they were Vagari, didn't you? You knew it right from the start."
Formby nodded.
"Yes." "But you told me you'd never seen one before,"
Jinsler objected.
"That was true," Formby acknowledged.
but I had received a detailed description from one who had seen them. He smiled at Jinsler.
You, of all of us, should understand.
Mara stared at Formby as it suddenly hit her.
You mean Cardass?
Again, the aristocrat nodded. He and I spoke briefly when he brought the ambassador to the Chaff envoy. When the Vagari then appeared, I knew it was indeed them.
Is he also the one that clued the Vagari in on this in the first place?
No, Formby said.
When I sent the message to Admiral Park requesting Master Skywalker's presence, I made sure the transmission had enough edge leakage to be intercepted in the regions where we suspected the Vagari were gathering their strength.
And even knowing who they were, you let them aboard your ship?
Jinsler demanded.
The Vagari are a violent people, Ambassador,
Formby said wearily. So the Vagari need to be slapped down hard, Mara said, frowning. So what's the problem?